Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Dalet Amud Beis. We're holding on Dalet Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the words Haisa Pechusa. So says the Gemara, Haisa Pechusa Me'asara Tfachim, if let's say the walls of a Sukkah are less than 10 Tfachim tall, and so now you want to be Machshah the Sukkah, you want to increase the height of the Sukkah, so one way to do that is V'chakak Ba'kadei Lashlim Al'asara, so you dig a ditch in the middle of the Sukkah, in order to make it that above, that in the, from this ditch, this Chach is at least 10 Tfachim tall. So the halach is as follows, because now it doesn't have any walls, because the ditch is in the middle of the sukkah. So, im yesh misfascha kakvila kaisal shlesha tfachim psula. If there's three tfachim of space between the ditch and the walls of the sukkah, so then the sukkah will be pasul. Pachas mishlesha tfachim ksheira. But if it's within three tfachim, it will be kosher through lavud. We could apply lavud to be machshir the sukkah. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Hasr da Amrit Pachis mi Arba Amais, Umaishna Achad da Amrit Pachis mi Shoshat Fachim. What's the Pshat that when it came to the Psul of Lamailu mi Asram Amo, and you put in an Itztabah, so we said that the Itztabah just needs to be within, 4 Amais from the walls. And here, when it comes to a ditch of a Sukkah that's less than 10 Tfachim, we're saying that it needs to be within 3 Tfachim. Why is there a different Shirim? So says the Gemara, because Hasam di Isil Adaifa, and when it's taller than 20 Amais, it's halachically considered a wall, it's just that it's too far away, so pachis me'arba amais agya. So then, as long as it's within 4 amais, that's enough. Then we could apply daifen akuma, but because it is a daifen, so that we just need it to bend. So then, it just needs to be within 4 amais. But halacha l'shavi l'daifen. But over here, when it's less than 10 tfachim, halachically, that's not considered a wall. You can't say daifen akuma on something which isn't a daifen. Since it's not a daifen, we can't say daifen akuma, and therefore, it's only if it's pachis mishleisha tfachim in ilai ilai. If it's within 3 tfachim, we could apply lava. That we could even apply on something which isn't a wall. But if it's greater, if it's farther away than 3 tfachim, so then being that we can't apply lava, we definitely can't apply daif and akuma, and then in such a case the sukkah would be possible. Let's say you have a sukkah that's taller than 20 amis, and instead of building an itztaba in the middle, a bench, you build an amud. It's 10 tfachim tall, and it's zayin al zayin tfachim. So Savar Abai Lamemar Abai wanted to say, good asik mechitzta, that we could say that the sides of the amud protrude upwards using the halacha Moshe Mesinai of good asik, that the walls that are 10 tfachim, we could view them as extending upwards all the way up to the schach. Memel of the area on top of the amud, which is a sheer zayin al zayin, will be a kasher sukkah. However, Amar Le Rava, Rava said back to Abaye, then no, that doesn't work, because Be'inan Mechitza is Hanikares. It needs to be, in order to apply good asik, we need Mechitzais that are nicker. Over here, being that there's no halal inside of the Amud, there's no inside, so there's no Mechitzais that are nicker. Memela, we can't apply good asik, and the Sukkah will be possible. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanim, we learned that no, it's Arba Kondesin. If let's say a person stuck into the ground, we'll see exactly where he put it, 4 poles, v'sike chalgaban, and then he puts chach on top of them. So Rabbi Yaakov, machshir v'chacham in paislin. Machlokes, Rabbi Yaakov said it's kosher, the chacham said it's pasul. Now, what's the case? So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna explained that machlokes al smas agag. The machlokes is that a person did this on top of the roof of a house. So he put a pole in each corner of the roof of the house, and the Rabbi Yaakov suffer, I'm reading good asik mechitzta. Rabbi Yaakov said that the sukkah is kosher, because being that the house has walls, and the walls are nicker to the people on the inside of the house, so therefore we could apply good asik, and we'll say good, use good asik to be machshir the sukkah. V'rabbanan savri loyam reading good asik mechitzta. The Rabbanan held that no, that's still not called mechitzas anikaris, being that the walls don't protrude above the level of the roof, and therefore they held that it's not a kosher sukkah. But the whole machlekas was dafka if you put the poles on the corners on the edges of the roof of the house. Of a be'emtza agag, if a person put the poles in the middle of the roof, being that there's no walls, divya kolpsula, even Rabbi Yaakov would be maidem, that the sukkah is pasul. That's how Rav Huna understood the machlekes. However, Rav Nachman explained that no, be'emtza hagag machlekes. The machlekes is when you put the poles in the middle, and Rabbi Yaakov's reasoning for being machshir the sukkah is mishum diyumad. He said that we could view the poles as being carved out. We have a tefach in each direction, on all 4 corners. So in Hilchos Shabbos, we sometimes find that such a thing could be considered a reshus hayachid. Here too also, with regards to Hilchos Sukkah, we could view that as being walls, and mamela, the sukkah is kosher, so the machlekes is be'emtza hagag. And the Chachamim said that no, we can't use Duma when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah. Ibayiluhu. Says the Gemara, Shaila Badas Rav Nachman. When Rav Nachman said that the Machlaikas is Be'emtza Hagag, did he mean Be'emtza Hagag Machlaikas Aval Sfas Hagag Divya Kol Kshera? Did he mean that the Machlaikas is Dafka in the middle of the roof? But if a person put the four poles on the edges of the roof of the house, so then everyone would agree that the sukkah is kosher, everyone would agree that that's called Mechitzas Hanikares, and that we could apply Gadasik. Idilma Bein Bezu Machlaikas. Or maybe Rav Nachman meant to say just that there's also a Machlaikas about Emtza Hagag. Not like Rav Huna said that by Emtza Hagag everybody holds pos, that there's also a machlaikas about Emtza Hagag, but there's also machlaikas about Sfas Hagag. So says the Gemara Teiku. Says the Gemara, now Meisve, we have a kasha on the sheet of Rav Huna. So again, Rav Huna said that the machlaikas is dafka on the edge of the roof, but if a person put the four poles in the middle of the roof, so then everyone would agree that the sukkah is possible. Frak the Gemara Meisve, no, it's arba kundesin ba'aretz. So if a person stuck four poles into the ground, v'sikech al gabon, and he puts chach on top, Rabbi Yaakov makshir v'chacham in poislin. So Rabbi Yaakov said that the sukkah is kosher, obviously mishum d'yumad, there's no walls over here, so obviously that's because of d'yumad. V'chacham in poislin, v'chacham in said that it's possible. Now says the Gemara, v'ha'aretz, the kemsa gagdami. Putting it into the ground is the equivalent of putting it into the middle of the roof. V'kamachshir Rabbi Yaakov, and still Rabbi Yaakov is makshir it, mishum d'yumad. So that's a tiyufta de Rav Huna, tiyufta. So that's a refutation of the sheet of Rav Huna that the machlokes was dafka sfas Hagag and not be'emtza Hagag. Now the Gemara points out, and furthermore, there seems to be a second kasha from this Braisa and Rav Huna, because it's masha from the Braisa that it's dafka ba'aris that they have this machlokes, which is the equivalent of the middle of the roof. It's dafka be'emtza hu depligi aval sfas Hagag divya kol kshera. It's mashma that on the edges of a roof, so everyone would agree that the sukkah is kosher. So lema tiavi tifta de Rav Huna betartis. Now we have a double kasha on Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said in such a case that the chachamim say it's possible. From the Braisa, it's mashma that everybody, even the chachamim, agree that it's kosher. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. That kasha is not a kasha on Rav Huna. Amar l'cha Rav Huna, Rav Huna could tell you that pligi be'emtza Hagag, v'hu adin asfas Hagag, even though the Braisa records the machlekes ba'aretz, which is the equivalent of the middle of the roof, they also argue asfas Hagag. V'haydu kamifligi be'emtza Hagag, that which the Braisa brought out the machlekes by the case of emtza Hagag, is just like di'acha koichid Rabbi Yaakov, to show you the extent of the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov, da'afilu be'emtza Hagag nami machshir, that he was even machshir be'emtza Hagag when there's no walls, because he held of Duma. That's why the Braisa focuses on Emsa. But really, who I didn't, they argue also Asagag. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, no, it's arba kundesin ba'aretz v'sikech al gabon. If a person put four bowls into the ground and he puts chach on top, so Rabbi Yaakov v'aymer, rayin kol, she'ilu yichokik v'yicholku, v'yesh b'antefach l'kan v'tefach l'kan, nidoyna mishum d'yumad. He says that if you could carve it out, each one of the poles, and make it that there's a tefach in each direction, so now you have four poles that go in each direction, so then that's considered d'yumad, and that would be a sukkah k'shera. V'mlav, ain't nidoyna mishum d'yumad, and if not, then you can't say d'yumad, and memelo the sukkah will be possible. Shahir Rabbi Yaakov v'aymer, d'yumad sukkah tefach, Rabbi Yaakov held that you could use such a way of making walls for a sukkah, and the sukkah is kosher. And the chachamim ma'imrim that no, ach yuhu shtayim kil chasan u'shlish is afilu tefach. The chachamim were chaylik, they said you can't have a sukkah made out of such walls. Rather, you need to have two complete walls, and then the third wall could be even a tefach. But you can't use duma to make a sukkah.